Les damos la bienvenida a un nuevo episodio de What the Hurricane Couldn't Blow Away. Lo que el huracán no se llevó.
We are survive, we are survive, we are survivals. Coming from Yota, Hurricane Yota.
Hoy presentamos We have visited them boat, see it again. Tenemos que ver esos botes navegar otra vez.
Hurricane Yota.
El mar es mucho más que un paisaje para la gente de Providencia y Santa Catalina. Es la vida. El mar marca los ciclos cotidianos y es parte de la cultura del pueblo raizal. Es la autopista para conectar con otros territorios. El mar es comida, camino y diversión. También, a veces, como la noche del huracán, el mar puede ser algo poderoso y aterrador. El mar que da y que quita.
On the 16th of November 2020, Yota destroyed our land. Providence land, that's where we must stand strong. Like that thing we lost, but we still have life. Thing could have been worse, but we hold me faith and strength like a Bible verse. Cause who Jah bless, no man no curse. This come to kill, the judge and save us. Yota come down and gone with everything. Even let some home a bit out from a lift. Some win, some lose, the material thing. Mama crying. And beat my skin. We are survive, we survive, we survivals. Coming from Yota, Hurricane Yota.
Esto lo saben bien los navegantes isleños, que son una de las múltiples caras del mar en Providencia y Santa Catalina. La navegación entre el pueblo raizal es una tradición. También es una forma de resistencia. Hace parte de los conocimientos necesarios para vivir en y del mar, que siguen siendo fundamentales hasta hoy, y persiste de manera muy particular a través de la construcción de embarcaciones tradicionales como los catboats y los cottonboats. Uno de los grandes maestros de este oficio es Ilirio J. Archbold, conocido como Canty, carpintero naval, pescador y propietario de catboats del sector de Mountain, quien hoy nos cuenta cómo aprendió este oficio, qué es un catboat y nos transporta al escenario de las regatas, donde diversos actores se encuentran en torno a la tradición. Esta es su historia.
Really first set of catboat that come Providence, come from KMS. We really never take them out to race. We used to my old man used to trap hackspill, and then after now, then Mr. Cooley, the bill one with the name Bean Shell. Well, that's a big question and a long history. I turn a builder to an old man at San Andres, we will call him Kongs. From I had something like 20, 21 years, I believe, about that. My old man bring him heroes to build a, wasn't care about the moment, was a large that named Jocelyn, where we used to take it to run tourists. And from there, I start and I build a large after him. After catboat, Papa used to go run a Mr. Geddes, them a run a Sammy, and he get like the catboat, so he say, he go and send go build one, and he send back and that. That's about maybe 10, 15 years after, or maybe more. Send and look for Mr. See Mr. comes, he get it down here. And he say, all right, I will be in help us, no problem. No problem, how's that? And me and him started. I died the one with the name Kongs. After he died round the boat. And the one the name Kongs. Just like how we used to call him. didn't know when they started. When we went fishing, I kept with them. We used to race around and go and go fishing. And then they start to build them more with more muscle, more better shape than before. The principal part of the race have to be the captain. Because if the captain don't know the race, we don't even know it. That because you can't take a boat and go race, because you're not even, you may do it start off, I don't want to be. The principal part is the captain and the bowman. Because the bowman is the one who will tell you if you can make the boy or whatever.
Cuando corre la voz de un catboat race, una regata de catboats, propietarios, carpinteros, capitanes, tripulaciones y gente de la comunidad de todas las edades y sectores acuden a la playa. Entre gritos, apuestas, discusiones, retos y risas, la playa se vuelve una fiesta durante un par de horas, mientras las embarcaciones son remolcadas hasta el lugar de partida, las velas se montan sobre la arena, las tripulaciones se reúnen y finalmente llega la hora de salir. En cuestión de minutos, la playa queda vacía. A medida que los veleros se alejan y los asistentes empiezan a seguirlos en lanchas o desde la orilla, en un recorrido que dura entre una y dos horas hasta que se define un campeón. Pero allí no termina la carrera, pues las discusiones se prolongan durante días en los barrios, mientras ganadores y perdedores discuten sus logros y errores, hasta que un nuevo reto marca una nueva carrera. De pronto, esta alegría se detuvo. Muchas cosas se detuvieron con el paso del huracán Iota por esta isla. Entre las incontables pérdidas que sufrieron los isleños, los catboats también resultaron afectados. Por fortuna, y de manera casi inexplicable, no todos fueron destruidos. Y aunque algunos desaparecieron por completo, aquellos que resistieron son una esperanza para la continuidad de esta tradición emblemática del pueblo raizal. Así nos lo cuenta Adolf Henry, conocido como Lagá, también carpintero naval, constructor de casas tradicionales y corredor de catboats.
One time them boy tell me, he say, large boat, they don't go in a swamp. I say, boy, we have to go get him out. Because we can't make that mash up away. Because that for we have. We that is what we like, and we can't make that mash up away. Because really that for that is what we like. Yeah, sorry, so between all we make we try. At least by now and next year we have to get the boat out and see. If you see them boat sail back. If it's even one out there, but they have to go back out to sea. In a way, that is important for me because, well, that the catboat, when you hear they say they got catboat race that day, like paralyzed because everybody go man and need be. Because to show you how important is for the island, when you hear they say got catboat race, when you go along like a head bluff, that's all you see is people along there because that is what the people like. They like that tradition. Boat race, what is catboat, the people like that.
Y así nos lo cuenta Ilirio Cantigie.
Well, my especially get damaged bad after the hurricane. Really, I had it in mind to repair it before the hurricane, but the hurricane come and damage him bad, so I had a part of process right now to rebuild him. Well, really. For me is important because my old man did, and him they really love it, and they love it. And the last thing is to tell me, keep up the catboat, nothing making go down. So that is why you see, I know this one mash up. Kongs mash up, hurricane mash up, Kongs. You know, so, but this one I'll try keep up this one as much as, at least as far I can go. Like to. The building because is a very good arts. Is not any anybody, not any any cat captain can build a catboat. Not because you say you're a captain, you can build a catboat. Because as simple as a catboat, you have to take out plenty measurement. Because one little mistake, it can come twist on you. And you have to love the thing. You have to, if you don't love the thing, you're bad. That's like if you don't ride a motor, and you don't love the riding motor, what happened? You don't feel happy on it.
Mientras tanto, los cotton boats, pequeños modelos de velero con los que también se hacen regatas, corrieron con mejor suerte, aunque todos sus propietarios sufrieron grandes pérdidas materiales durante el huracán. Casi todos los veleritos resistieron, aún en medio de los escombros, como el cotton boat renombrado Rescue, de propiedad de Adolf Henry.
My rescue for hurricane, my 4 or 5 days after. Who pala? The man and come with a back. Who they clean up front there? And so I said, I get my boat, you know. I said, well, the rest of you, I said, hang on, man. So I said, me and my sister, la, Ida, I said, the man, I lift up something, but I said, wait, how that look like my cotton boat? So I tell the man, wait, look a bit. I said, where you at? So when I look there, that my cotton boat, I said, boy, hey, I feel like I get back by her. And I gone and I take him out and I clear him off good and anything, and as he say, he had so look broke on him and anything. I said, let me smile matters. So look after when I look, the man I rake up, I see seal come. I said, but wait, that seal there too. So the only thing, well, the mask didn't mash up by the seal, but the mask wasn't so important to me because that is something you can get. But the seal out there were because the seal, you know, the seal hard to get around here. And finally, well, I get to rescue him, but that's why I give me a rescue. You see him there? You see him there, him there, out to see there. And I said, what never did go on to see Isabel, man. That was the thing where they ruined me. I said, hey, this boat by mash up, but told even seal. Because I did give him up the small one. I find the small one inside here. But that one, I said, him gone, man. I said, him gone, because imagine. Things were had in there, but they got it, so I don't find at all. So how I would have figured out where I find him. But the Lord make it that way if I find him back. Because I know so that is something really what I like. So what I like, it was like I stay with. So that's why I got him back. Yeah, man.
Es bueno contar que la pasión por los cotton boats no es solo un tema de hombres. Julie Dufis, hija de Alfonso Dufis, un hombre que a sus 76 años vive como nunca su pasión por estos pequeños veleros, se convirtió en una apasionada de esta tradición y junto con su padre contribuye a mantenerla con un espíritu único. Ella nos comparte su relato.
And my first experience as boat race was like 13 years ago. That was my first experience going out there along with him. I was pregnant. I had like 5 months pregnant. And the race was from Allanbay, Almondbay, and onto town. And in the race was me and him and the man who was carrying us in the launch. Really, I get to like it from that time. First, when my daddy used to start with the boat and making the boat, that is 20 years ago, I never used to pay much attention. But like when I start, see like how this thing go and the making of it and how it go when you seal it, then I start to like make more focus on it and make participation on it. So that is from that moment, like 13 years ago, I get involved with it and I like it. I like it, I love it. We had a boat where my papa was loved, where it was named Mirage. And that get mashed up in the hurricane out of all the boat that we had, only that one get mashed up. About my friend them, who met part of these races and so, well, I never hear all the rest them boat get damaged now. Not only, I believe, I think it's just Jason Cooper. Cooper boat get a little bit of damage, and when my papa him bring it, my papa fix it for him.
We are survive, we are survive, we are survivors. Coming from Yota, Hurricane Yota.
Después de todo, una tradición como esta solo podrá sobrevivir gracias al traspaso del conocimiento de generación en generación. Julie, ¿hay futuro para esta pasión?
In a district construction business, we have to try keep up this tradition. This tradition, we can't make this tradition last. Because we don't necessarily say in a district construction, the big boat them, don't show up if not at all, like the cat boat them. Only the cat boat them already don't come out and race several and different races. But we have to try keep up this. This we can't make this last. This is very important for we. This is part of our culture. This is part of our tradition. And we can't make this go just like so. No, we can't make this go just like so. We have to try to keep up plenty of these things and not only for here, we have to try to take it out too and make different people know about what we do, who we are. You understand? These things is for we ancestral, so we can't make it dead. The future of the cotton boat is our children them and great grandchildren them. For example, enough we group the boat like 10 different people who now have children, have grandchildren in the group, and well, we have to pass these things to the children then we're coming up now feed no last this tradition. Every time we go and go sailboat, we care almost the children when we find when we out there, or like each owner of boat got their grandchildren or the children and they carry them along with them. And I just say, I like my children, them love it. They like this thing and them help my papa arm up the boat and you know, things like these.
Y sin duda, parece haber futuro. Pues aún en medio de la adversidad, los constructores y corredores de catboats los repararon y en lo que va corrido del año se han realizado más de 5 carreras, con la participación de hasta 8 corredores y sus familias, hombres y mujeres, niños, niñas, jóvenes y adultos. Con un paisaje de árboles caídos y apenas retoñando, los coloridos veleros adornaron nuevamente las playas y el mar de Providencia, demostrando que hay cosas que el huracán no se pudo llevar. Porque como lo cuenta Adolf Henry, un señor grande y serio que nos transmite su emoción al hablar de ellas, estas pequeñas embarcaciones también tejen historias de sobrevivencia y resistencia, a través de estos hombres y mujeres que se convierten en niños y niñas para disfrutar algo tan isleño como el mismo mar, donde todavía veremos las velas multicolores de catboats y cottonboats.
Well, the cotton boat when I was picking, you know, I didn't live by the bay. I didn't live out by the bay. Out there, so for out there, so it was by the loose, had all kind of activity. What is boat race? What is horse race? Skitty alley, everything was activity. All the activity in a sport was out by the bay out there. Even baseball was right behind we in the swamp, because we the between the bay and the swamp. So right behind we had a big camper and the loose play baseball right behind it too. So I live right in all the activity. And well, the cotton boat, when I come in a small, I see them old man, the ageable man them had some big cotton boat. But we never had the capacity to build a cotton boat like this because we was young boy. So if we start build some small one. And as well, I tell you already about me and Errol and myself is who practically continue in at this cotton boat. So we was little boy because him, my granny did half raise him too. And we were little boy, we got cotton boat all the time. All the time we did build cotton boat and they raise so nice 9 cotton boats or no. And it's something beauty. You can see one time we line up them cotton boat, don't we, how pretty they look. I like see them, man. Pretty, man, pretty.
pretty.
The more is why I like in a race now, Isabel, is when time we get for the BNO, I want to wear a shoe now. That's why you see sometimes I accelerate because I when time I shoe by, I get out there, whisper my boat, if they control my boat same time. You answer me? So the sweetest part now is when time we shoe off for there and every boat start out now. Everybody there dependent upon the boat. You answer me? That is the good part of the race. Where we shoe off, why? Everybody there dependent upon the whole race went. Right? So something important for me, why? Because it's something what I really like. And I all the time they try to keep up. That is my, that is the culture of the island. We have to try to keep it up. If we lower that figure down, how we there? We not got nothing to say, well, to identify with. You answer me? What we got?
What Hurricane couldn't blow away, lo que el huracán no se llevó. Es un podcast de Sea Land and Culture o el Providence Initiative, en alianza con RYouth y la Asociación Mundial de Radios Comunitarias, con el apoyo del Ministerio de Cultura y en asocio con el British Council. Beca de Reactivación, Programa Territorios en Diálogo 2021. Con nuestro total agradecimiento a la comunidad de Providencia y Santa Catalina.
Survivals coming from Yota, Hurricane Yota. We are survivals coming from Yota, Hurricane Yota.